Welcome to the How to Win at Life podcast. My name is Toby Strong, and I'm going to give you maximum value in the shortest possible time to help you win at life. Here we go. I had this really interesting self-reflection this past week. As I've mentioned in earlier episodes, I try to walk 10,000 steps a day. And I find it easier to do multiple 10 or 15 minute sessions instead of just this one big walk. And so I was on my first walk of the day, which is about 6:30 a.m. And it's common for me to cross paths with these two very different people. And this particular morning was no different. Firstly, I passed this older gentleman who I perceive to be, it just seems quite grumpy to me. He's just got this very rigid, stern walk, and even though we walk straight past each other, he never looks at me and just charges forward as if I don't exist. Which I'm totally fine with, by the way. It really doesn't bother me. I just give back whatever I get. And so I don't bother smiling or saying hello, and we just cross paths as if the other doesn't exist. And then a few minutes later, there's another older gentleman who I pass, and he's got a bit of a limp, so he walks a bit slower than the first guy. But he always flashes me this big smile and he says hello. And so again, I give back what I get and I reply with the same. And I give him a big warm smile and a hello back. Now, the funny thing about these two is that after I pass each of them individually, they actually meet up and continue their walk together. And so on this morning, I thought to myself, if they were to ever talk about me, they would each describe me as a completely different person. The first would say that I'm cold and I never make any effort to be nice. And the second would say that I'm a nice, warm, young gentleman and I always say hello. And I thought to myself that during this imaginary conversation that they would be so confused and they'd have to double check that they're actually talking about the same person. And this realization just made me question the default way that I've always lived my life, and probably the way that a lot of other people live their life, being that whatever type of energy that I'm presented with from another person is what I give back. Now, I've always thought of this as very logical, being that if someone is very happy and making jokes, then I'll do the same. But if somebody's more somber and quieter, then I'll bring myself down a level because I can adapt pretty easily. And interacting with someone at the same energy level seems to be the best way to form deeper connections with people. I still think that's true, maybe not all the time, but usually I think it's best to match people at their energy level. But after my morning walk realization, it just got me questioning if I may be taking that too far. And is it actually okay for me to be so comfortable that if somebody is ignoring me, then I simply just default to ignoring them back? Because in some cases, what I perceive as somebody being rude could just be the other person's really nervous, or there's all sorts of things going on that I'm not aware of. And while I was questioning this, it reminded me of something that I read once from Tony Robbins, which is shifting gears a little bit because this is more sort of focused on relationships, but I still think that these principles apply to all human interactions. And in his opinion, there are 6 levels of relationships, and couples often progress and evolve through these stages if they're lucky. And the first stage is called egocentric, and this is where one person is all about me, 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 and they're very self-centered and only concerned about what they can get out of a relationship without any regard for the other person's needs or feelings. Stage 2 is called egocentric trading, which is very common, and it's all about exchange, you know, that tit for tat, I'll give you back what you give me first. And this is the stage that I'm stuck at with my morning walk. Stage 3 is called conditional love. And in this stage, love is given, but with conditions attached. So I will love you if you do this or if you do that. And I think that's another common stage where relationships get stuck. Stage 4 is unconditional love, where one person gives love freely without expecting anything in return. And they love their partner unconditionally, regardless of the circumstances. Stage 5 is called spiritual oneness, which is a deeper connection beyond just romantic love. And the individuals in the relationship feel a sense of spiritual connection and unity, often feeling like they're a part of something bigger than just the two of them. And the final stage is stage 6, which is called cultural service. And in this stage, the relationship becomes about serving others and making a broader impact. And the couples often look beyond just their own relationship and think about how they can serve and positively influence the world around them. So Tony Robbins suggests that for a truly fulfilling relationship, couples should strive to reach their highest level possible. And while it's not always easy to maintain a state of unconditional love or a sense of spiritual oneness, these stages offer the deepest connection and the most lasting fulfillment, in his opinion. Now, for a lot of people, stages 5 and 6 might be getting a bit airy-fairy, and that doesn't really matter. I personally don't really strive to reach stages 5 or 6 at this stage of my life. But instead, what's really powerful for me about this is just having greater awareness around what stage that I'm actually at in all the meaningful relationships in my life, not just with my wife. And having this awareness alone helps me from getting stuck at one particular stage. And for this morning walk example, it's helped me to realize that I'm currently stuck at stage 2, and I might want to start thinking about ways that I can progress beyond this. Maybe like just smiling at everyone that I cross paths with during my walk without feeling silly or embarrassed if they give me nothing in return. And if you want to apply this to your own life, I suggest setting a timer for 5 or 10 minutes and make this time completely distraction-free and reflect on what stage you're at with the important relationships in your life. And this could potentially lead to you leveling up a stage, which will have a big impact on your life. One last thing before I go, there's going to be a bit of a scheduling change, which is that I'm going to release one episode on the first of the month moving forwards. This year has just been hectic for me and I need to simplify my life a little bit. But if you feel like that's not enough, one episode a month, then I suggest going back and listen to earlier episodes. My primary reason for doing this podcast is that if something were to happen to me, like if I die earlier than expected, then at least I've recorded some of my learnings and some of my wisdom for my son, who's now 7, to listen to in 10 or 15 years when he grows up. And so with this in mind, I've tried to keep the topics that I've covered here timeless. And so none of the episodes should ever feel like they become out of date. And if you've been listening for a while, I'm absolutely certain that there'll be one or two instances that you've heard something and you've thought to yourself, I should do that, but you haven't done it. Don't worry, I'm guilty of this too. It happens to all of us. But go back, re-listen, and actually implement what you intended to do. As I always say, new learnings are nice, but they mean nothing if we don't actually take action and improve our lives with these learnings. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, then why not share it with a friend and subscribe wherever you listen so you don't miss the next one.